Let us turn, my dear friends, to the Gospel according to John, chapter 18, and look particularly at the words that we find in verse 37. John chapter 18 and verse 37. And Pilate therefore said unto him, Art thou a king then? Jesus answered, Thou sayest that I am a king. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. The Roman governor, Pontius Pilate, looked down upon the Jewish man who stood before him. He was but a prisoner. He had claimed to be a king, and because of his claim he'd been brought before the authorities, and there he stood before Pontius Pilate. The Old Testament scriptures had promised that the Lord would raise up a king over his people, and Pilate looked down upon him. He didn't look much like a king, did he? There he stood, bound, apparently helpless before the procurator, bound with a chain. And Pilate looks upon him and with sarcasm says, as we read here in verse 33, Then Pilate entered into the judgment hall again and called Jesus and said unto him, Art thou the king of the Jews? And one could see the curl of his lip and the smirk on his face as he asked the question. Verse 34, Jesus answered him, Sayest thou this thing of thyself, or did others tell it thee of me? Pilate answered, Am I a Jew? Thine own nation and the chief priests have delivered thee unto me. What hast thou done? Jesus answered, My kingdom is not of this world. It isn't an earthly kingdom. If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now is my kingdom not from hence. Pilate therefore said unto him, Art thou a king then? And Jesus answered, Thou sayest that I am a king. To this end was I born. That's why I came into the world. That's why the wonder and the glory of the angels as they announced the birth of him who was born, conceived of the Holy Ghost and born of the Virgin Mary. To this end was I born. He was born king. He's ever been king. He will be king forever and forever. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world. He didn't just appear then and begin then. He'd ever been the eternal Son of the ever-blessed Father. He took to himself human flesh, became the God-man, God manifested in the flesh. My dear friends, what wonder and what glory. What amazing miracles God performed in the sending of his own dear Son into this world to be the Saviour of sinners. What a privilege to know of such a Saviour. What a privilege to be able to look back and see revealed here in the Word of God and fulfilled so gloriously that great work that he came to do, which is accomplished, that work of salvation, the saving of his people from their sins. But not only was he born king. For this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. He came to be the testimony of the truth of God, the truth which is revealed in him himself, the truth which is revealed in the very purpose of his coming. I came that I might do the will of my Father which is in heaven. That will that was fulfilled as he worked out that great and glorious promise given by God to our first parents in the Garden of Eden, addressed to the devil, you remember, "I will put enmity between thee and the woman, between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thine head, and thou shalt bruise his heel." And we see how the Lord Jesus Christ fulfilled that so gloriously through all the Old Testament scriptures as we looked at it and considered it this morning. But he has something else yet to say to Pilate, and by the Spirit to say to each one of us here this night. "Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice." It's amazing, in a sense, that he said such a word to Pilate, to a Gentile, to a pagan, to someone who had got no interest in the truth. Remember at the end of this time together, and Pilate shrugs his shoulders and says, "What is truth?" He's not asking a question. If he'd been asking a question, the Lord Jesus Christ would have answered it. But the Lord doesn't answer it. What is truth? Truth meant nothing to Pilate. But he says here, "Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice." My friends, what does it mean to be of the truth? The Lord Jesus is speaking about people, a company of people who are described as of the truth. If there are some who are of the truth, there must obviously be others who are not of the truth. Those who are under a regime which is untrue, untruth. He'd already explained this, the Lord Jesus, to his disciples and others in chapter 8 of this same gospel. Remember, there were some claiming to be Abraham's children, yet they were seeking to kill the Lord Jesus Christ. And he just shows how utterly impossible it is to be a true child of Abraham and yet to be desirous of killing the Lord himself. Let me just read verses 37 to 45 of John chapter 8. John 8 at verse 37. "I know that ye are Abraham's seed, but ye seek to kill me because my word hath no place in you. I speak that which I have seen with my Father, and ye do that which ye have seen with your father." They answered and said unto him, "Abraham is our father." Jesus saith unto them, "If ye were Abraham's children, ye would do the works of Abraham. But now ye seek to kill me, a man that hath told you the truth, which I have heard of God. This did not Abraham. Ye do the deeds of your father." Then they said unto him, "We be not born of fornication, we have one Father, even God." Jesus said unto them, "If God were your Father, you would love me, for I proceeded forth and came from God. Neither came I of myself, but he sent me. Why do ye not understand my speech? Even because ye cannot hear my word. Ye are of your father the devil, and the lusts of your father he will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. And because I tell you the truth, ye believe me not." by nature, we are all born in the kingdom of the God of this world. Born in the kingdom of the God who is a liar. Been a liar from the beginning, he is always a liar. The devil, in whom there is no truth, all in his kingdom are of the untruth. Jesus speaks of those who are in his kingdom, who are of the truth, in the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God, the kingdom which he came to bring into being. How did they get there? How did these people who were born not of the truth, how did they come into a situation where they were of the truth? Well, this is Paul who answers in Colossians chapter 1, verse 13. You remember, he says there, who is speaking about God the Father, who hath delivered us from the kingdom of darkness and translated us into the kingdom of his own dear Son. God, as it were, stooped down and taken these people out of the kingdom of darkness, out of the kingdom of the devil, the liar, and he has translated them, moved them over into the kingdom of the Son of his love, the kingdom of truth. They are now people that can be described as of the truth. And Paul there in Colossians 1 at verse 14 adds this, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. This great and glorious work that God himself has done. He has taken these people out of the kingdom of darkness. He has translated them into the kingdom of the Son of his love. And in doing that, and in their acquiescing to that great work which he has done, they find redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Those who have recognized themselves to be sinners and have realized that they can never save themselves, realize they can never pay the price of sin, they can never keep the law, but they've heard the wonderful truth that Paul brought before the Romans, remember, in chapter 5, where he says, for when we were yet without strength, when we could do absolutely nothing towards our own salvation, when we were yet without strength, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. Verse 8, but God commendeth his love toward us, that while we were yet sinners, whilst we were in the process of sinning, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. People of the truth. Are you one of them? Have you been translated from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of the Son of God's love? Are you of the truth? Have you recognized your need of his saving mercy? Recognize that he and he alone can save. But he saves through the call of the gospel, through this wonderful message of salvation that began there in Bethlehem's manger. Thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. My dear friends, what is true of those who are of the truth? And the Lord Jesus says to Pilate here, everyone that is of the truth, everyone is coming to this kingdom of truth, everyone has been saved by Christ who is the truth, heareth my voice. It's wonderful, isn't it? That the Lord should say this to Pilate concerning people who are part of his family, part of his church, part of his people. He heareth my voice. They don't just hear the sound of it. They don't just recognize it. They respond to it. The voice of the Lord comes to them, and it comes to them as a voice which is known, a voice which is loved, a voice which is obeyed, not because they have to obey, but because they long to obey in relationship to him and response to his love. Jesus explains it there, does he not, in the 10th chapter of this Gospel by John, which we read earlier, or part of it. He himself is a shepherd. He is the good shepherd, the true shepherd, not an hireling. He is the good shepherd who cares for his sheep, speaks to them as my sheep for whom he has given his life. He came in order to die, came to give his life a ransom for many. He had the authority to lay it down. He had the authority to take it again. And it is of his sheep here he is speaking. Let me just read one or two of these verses in John chapter 10, just to remind ourselves of the wonder and the glory of it. My friends, the older I get, the more I realize that I know a lot, but it's something of the wonder and the glory of it has faded away. We can talk about these things, my dear friends, in a sort of calculated, cold sort of a way without our hearts being moved. But what does the Lord Jesus Christ say here in John in chapter 10? I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief cometh not but to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. And then let me read verses 27 to 29. I've often said it before, maybe here from this pulpit. If I forget every word of Scripture as I get old and mentally infirm, there's one great longing I have that I might remember John chapter 10, verses 27, 28, and 29. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father which gave them me is greater than all, and no man shall pluck them out of my Father's hands. My sheep, those who the Father had given to him and for whom he had shed his blood, they hear my voice. How do we hear it? Not some audible word from heaven, not some sort of vision that comes to us, but here in the Scripture, here in this Word of God, we have the voice of the Lord Jesus Christ speaking to us. He speaks to us as his sheep, his redeemed sheep, those whom he is guiding and directing and controlling, leading, taking care of them, feeding them, watering them. It's all here in the Word of God. And my friends, the more we grow in the Christian life, the more we need to hear the voice of our blessed Lord and Savior guiding us and controlling us and leading us in his way. How easy it is to decide what we should do ourselves because we somehow feel we want to do it. My friends, we need to be led as we hear his voice here in the Scriptures. This wonderful and glorious truth. And here he's speaking to us in these words in John chapter 10. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I know them. I've got a relationship with them. A relationship which is that which not only is related to the thing that is known, but is loved. The object of what is known is that which is loved. And my dear friends, if you're a believer tonight, the Lord Jesus Christ knows your voice. He knows your name. It's written there in the Lamb's Book of Life, even before the foundation of the world. And I give unto them eternal life, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. We hear his voice, we follow him, he directs us in the way we go, and how we need his direction. The devil is seeking to oppose us. The world is constantly exhorting us to turn our minds and our hearts to the things of this life. And we need to hear his voice and to follow obediently, lovingly in his steps. Know that he has purposes for us. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father which gave them me is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. My dear friends, if you're a believer tonight, if you, by the grace of God, have come to faith in Christ Jesus, you've been saved with an everlasting salvation. They will never perish. Your life is in the hands, the nail-pierced hands of this blessed Saviour who lives in the power of an endless life. And he tells us that round his nail-pierced hands are the hands of the Father. And the Father is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hands. My friends, what comfort that brings. I can't fall away. It's impossible to fall away because I'm in his hands, and it is he who is ever living to make intercession for me. I may fall, I may stumble. We all do, alas. But my dear friends, the Lord will always, as he hears our cry, pick us up, put us on our feet again, and assure us that we can never perish. He ever lives there at the right hand of the Father. He's interceding for us. And my friends, if the living Christ is interceding for us as his sheep, it is impossible, is it not, to perish. We shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my Father's hands. What a glorious assurance of the truth. The truth as it is in Christ Jesus. This is his great purpose for us. This is why he came. He came into the world, born king, came in order to fulfill the will of the Father. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, he says, and him that cometh unto me I will in no wise cast out. Absolute certainty that we can never be lost. My friends, that doesn't mean that we become careless. Surely it becomes us more and more to seek the grace that we need. We need his help. We need his strength. We need his leading. We need his guiding hand upon us. We need to hear his voice and to follow him as he leads us day by day. What a great and a glorious Saviour is our Saviour. The world sees nothing but a mere babe, an ordinary babe, maybe something a little bit special about him. That's all they see. Indeed, most of them see nothing but a celluloid child in some sort of a caricot. My friends, this is the Christ of God. This is the eternal Son of the ever-blessed Father. This is the one who came to save his people from their sins. And in that great and glorious day, every one of them will be there. A day will come when he will say, "Behold, I and the children that thou hast given me," as he presents his bride to the Father, spotless, holy, without blemish, without wrinkle. My sheep hear my voice. Those who are of the truth are those who hear my voice. And my dear friends, one day we shall hear him say to us, "Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom which has been prepared for you from before the foundation of the world." Those who are of the truth, those who are not of the truth, depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting darkness reserved for the devil and his angels. My friends, are you of the truth? Have you come to know him who is the truth? Do you love him? Are you following him as the sheep follows the good shepherd? Oh, may God give us the grace that we need in these days of increasing darkness and temptation, when the world is seeping into the church more and more. It's becoming man-centered and not God-centered. And the realization of the wonder of what God has done in Christ for his people is becoming less and less clear. Oh, may he help us. May he give us the grace that we need. May we humbly seek to follow in the footsteps, those blood-stained footsteps of our blessed Saviour, until the shadows flee away and we're in his presence with his people forever and forever. Amen.